All right, everyone, buckle up, because today we're going deep on something that's changing the way, well, we work.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Mobile workforce solutions.
That's right.
I mean, this is something that's, let's face it, it's kind of already here, but a lot of companies, a lot of people are still trying to figure out how to do it right.
Yeah, how to really make it work for them.
Exactly. So we're diving into this article, How to Integrate Mobile Workforce Solutions for Better Efficiency.
Catchy title.
Right. Gets right to the point.
Ooh.
But it's more than just, you know, okay, everyone, take your laptop home and do whatever.
Yeah. There's a lot more to it than that.
There's a strategy here.
Yeah.
So before we get too far, let's just define what we're talking about. What are mobile workforce solutions?
Well, it's like you said, it's not just working from home. It's really about creating an environment where people can work effectively from anywhere.
So it's more than just the technology.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're talking about processes, communication, even the company culture.
Because haven't we always had, you know, salespeople on the road and folks working remotely sometimes? What makes this different now?
I think it's the scale of it. Like, remote work has gone mainstream. And it's not just because of the technology. It's what people want, that flexibility. And companies are starting to see the benefits, too.
So what are the benefits? I mean, aside from, you know, employees getting to wear their pajamas to work,
mm-hmm.
What's the business case here?
Think about cost savings. Imagine a company downsizing its office space, saving millions each year. That's the power of a mobile workforce.
Wow, yeah, that's a big one.
And then there's the environmental impact, right? Fewer people commuting means less pollution. It's a win-win.
Okay, so you've convinced me, but how do you actually make it work? Like, what are the key things companies need to get right?
The article breaks it down into three main areas.
All right, lay it on me.
First, you got to have the right technology.
Okay, that makes sense. But we're not just talking laptops here, right?
Right. It's more than just the hardware. It's about the software, the platforms that allow people to communicate and collaborate effectively no matter where they are.
So things like Slack, Zoom, project management tools, all that.
Exactly. Tools like that are essential for keeping everyone connected and on the same page.
But all this connectivity, I mean, that raises some security concerns, right? Especially when you've got people working from coffee shops and airports and who knows where.
Absolutely. Security is paramount. That's where mobile device management comes in.
MBM.
Yep. Companies can use it to keep track of all the devices, you know, phones, laptops that employees are using for work.
So they can make sure that what sensitive data isn't just floating around out there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
MDM helps enforce security policies like password requirements and things like that. And if a device gets lost or stolen, they can remotely wipe it clean.
Oh, wow. That's pretty important.
Yeah, it's crucial for protecting company data. So technology is the first piece of the puzzle.
Right. Okay, so what's next?
Training.
Training.
Yeah, you can't just give people the tools and expect them to figure it all out on their own.
You got to teach them how to use this stuff effectively.
Exactly. And it's not just about learning the software. It's about equipping people with the skills they need to thrive in a mobile work environment.
Like, what kind of skills are we talking about?
Well, communication is a big one. You know, how to communicate effectively when you're not face to face, how to build trust and relationships virtually, time management, all that good stuff.
It's like a whole new way of working almost.
It is. And training is essential for making that transition smooth.
Okay, so we've got the tech, we've got the training. What's the third piece?
Company culture.
Company culture. Because I can see how even with the best tech and all the training in the world, if the company isn't on board with this whole mobile work thing, it's not going to work.
You hit the nail on the head. The company culture has to be supportive, flexible, and trusting.
Trusting. Yeah, that's a big one. Because if you're used to seeing people in the office every day, it can be hard to let go of that control.
It can be, but you have to trust your employees to get the job done regardless of where they're physically located.
I guess it's about shifting the focus from, you know, butts in seats to actual results.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Focusing on outcomes, not just hours worked.
Makes sense. But I'm guessing there are still some challenges, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Implementing mobile workforce solutions isn't always easy.
Like what kind of challenges?
Well, resistance to change is a big one. Some managers might be hesitant to give up control. Some employees might miss the social interaction of the office.
So it's a big adjustment for everyone.
It can be. And then there's the issue of equity, making sure that everyone has access to the same resources and technology, regardless of where they're working from.
So it's a lot to think about.
It is. But the potential benefits are huge.
All right, so final takeaway for our listeners today, what's the one thing you want them to remember?
That implementing mobile workforce solutions is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, planning, and a willingness to adapt.
And to maybe rethink the way we think about work altogether.
Exactly.
So for all of you out there, what could you do to embrace this mobile-first approach? What can you do in your own W1 work to make this happen? Think about it. Until next time, keep on diving.
Keep diving.